short thing, and then we can have a town hall, our first town hall. So I'm not going to get into the details, but I just want to say an idea that will hopefully turn into something of a real conversation. These are really thoughts from the event we just had. So when B'nai Gad U'B'nai Reuven, when they made a request to stay in Eir LeYarden, so the pasuk says, "U'miknei Rav haya l'B'nai Reuven v'L'B'nai Gad atzum ma'ol." They had a lot of cattle, and they saw that this place was a place for a lot of cattle. And so they were enticed, it grabbed their interest, and they wanted to stick around. Okay, we know the story, I'm not going to tell the story, we don't have too much time. But I want to tell you a thought from the Gaga court. There's a Sfas Emes over here, he quotes a few Sfarim say it, and they say, again, you can ask me how you read it into the Pesukim. This is, you know, Chassidus Shatayra, it's Emes, but it's... I'm not gonna answer that question. I can't answer that question, but... So Sfas Emes, he says, Mikne Rav, Hayel of Nehrubi, of Nehrubi, God. Mikne Rav, the way it's normally defined, is a lot of cattle. He says Mikne Rav means they had a kinyan on their Rebbe. They made a big kinyan on their Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. And they understood Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be buried in Eir LeYarden. And they didn't want to leave their Rebbe. So they felt so connected to their Rebbe, Mikne Rav, Hayel of Nei Reuven, of Nei Gad, Atzum Ma'od, a very powerful Mikne Rav, very powerful kinyan on the Rebbe, they refused to leave him. So they asked him, they begged him, "We want to stay with you. So you're not going to get into Eretz Yisrael. So let's try to make a matzav over here, that this will become a chelik of Eretz Yisrael." And not only that, but the Sfarim add to that, that the rest of the Shvatim will never be zocha to be given their nachla by Moshe Rabbeinu. And to get your nachla through the hands, through the lips of Moshe Rabbeinu, ein lecha zchus gadol mizeh. So everybody else, all the other Shvatim, they would have to take from the Yeshua. But they wanted to be close to the Rebbe. They felt a kinyan atzum on the Rebbe, and they wanted to get the nachla al pi the Rebbe. So thoughts from Mamish, the first annual Kolbi Yachad Gaga Kumzitz event. The word Rebbe always makes me uncomfortable. I always try to figure out why. When we first started Kolbi, they got me a shtender, one of the founding fathers. They got me a fancy glass shtender. I think it broke. I think they tried to transport it here, but it's not here. I'm assuming it broke. And he put in fancy letters Rav Ben. I spent the first 4 weeks when they bought that scraping off the Rav. Why? I can't tell you. I'm trying to always psychoanalyze myself. I can't figure it out. You know, every kid I meet in the camp, "What's your name?" "Ben." "You the rabbi?" "No." "What do you do here?" I fill up the coffee in the Kobe Cola. Why am I not comfortable? I don't know. I will psychoanalyze me later. But a rabbi by me, I'll tell you what a rabbi by me is. A rabbi by me is not a rabbi. It never was, for me personally. A rabbi by me is mamish like again, all these thoughts came together in the boys, whatever that thing is called, pavilion. When Zavi Eilish, he said a vart over there. To shteig doesn't mean to learn. To shteig means to grow. And by me, a Rebbe was always a person who taught me how to grow. And a person who taught me how to grow sometimes was a rabbi, sometimes. So I had a lot of great, great, great rabbeim in my life that really helped me grow in tremendous ways. And I had a lot of people, stam, b'chlam, who helped me grow. And down there, like Zev Yadish said, if you didn't grow just now, down there, I shouldn't like make a threatening comment. Like, if you didn't grow, I don't know. But who didn't grow? Who didn't grow? That was unbelievable what we just did. The first annual Kolbi Yachad Gaga Kumzitz event. I was blown away by that. Just the creativity, the willingness, the flexibility, the geschmack, the 3 weeks that may or may not have been. not to talk about that now. That was unbelievable, what just happened. It was unbelievable. And we have people in our lives, a lot of people in our lives, that help us steig, help us grow. And sometimes in life, we pass people. It's my intuition that Hashem wants us to meet people at the right time in our journey. So He puts us in the same place. He puts us in the same on the same road at the same time. And so I need to meet you at this junction in my life, and you need to meet me, and we all need to meet each other. And tonight we needed to spend nice time with the Achad. And when we meet people along the road, we notice, you for sure should, I'm sure you do notice, that a lot of people help you grow. And you look around and you find people that help you grow. And B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven is saying, when you made a Mikneh Rav, a little different than the Sfas Emes writes, but I'm saying not a kinyan on the Rebbe, but a kinyan from the Rebbe. When you have a Rebbe who gives you kinyanim, I'm not talking rabbi, when you meet a person who gives you kinyanim, how could you leave that person? That person, you need to hold that person. You value the kinyanim to the degree that you want to hold on to the person that introduces you to those kinyanim. And not to acknowledge, it's not even gratitude, it's not even to be grateful, but a basic level, not to acknowledge the people who give you access to kinyanim, to kinyanim is just a loss for yourself. And we choose the circles that we run in. And so some people, I have a friend who we struggle socially, and we talk a lot about why struggle socially. And an idea came up one time in our conversations, and we discussed an idea that he gives off a little bit, he could give off a little bit negative vibes. He could, he has that personality to him. And when you give off negative vibes, we've been discussing recently, so it's hard for other people around you to wanna spend time with you. It's hard for other people around you to feel like that when they're in your presence, they're steiging, they're gaining. But there are some people in our lives that when we're around them, it's nonstop aliyah after aliyah after aliyah. Nonstop lesson after lesson. Nonstop positivity and optimism, and just life becomes so much better. And like I said to you before, I'll say it many times over the summer, summer is the highlight of my year. And I hope it's the highlight of yours. I hope it's the highlight of everybody's. Because you come to a place, and I just in my repertoire of Rebbeim, I just gained a nice handful of Rebbeim down there, because they allowed us to feel comfortable in our own skin, to be ourselves, just to, you know, let loose, to get a little loose, you know, and to have a good time and to be ourselves and not feel uncomfortable. And everybody lives all year very tight. That's how I feel in speaking to people throughout the year, that people live very tight lives, very strung up lives. Lives that are pressured and a lot of demand comes from internal and external places. And a lot of this thing is most of the time nonsense and distractions and unnecessary. And you go to play Gaga, raise your hand if you played Gaga in the last 2 years. If you raise your hand, I have a lot of shylers. But you, I have the answers. I know the answers for you. You, I have no answers. You, I just have shylers. But yeah, it's a big race on a 20-year-old guy if he plays Gaga on the weekends. And you go play Gaga, and it's just you could be yourself. And these are Rebbeim. And one of the counselors told me, Moshe, our friend, told me the other day, I asked him why he's here and not somewhere else. He said, to be in Yachad, it opens you up. And that's what I believe Rebbeim do to us. Good Rebbeim, again, I'm not saying rabbis. Rabbis are great, but I'm not talking about rabbis. I'm talking about people. When you come in contact with people that open you up. Some people always ask me, but how do I know if she's the right girl? You know, I like blue eyes, she has green eyes, maybe she's the wrong girl. I thought I like a funny girl, she's a little more reserved. How do I know if she's the right girl? You know, I wanted all kinds of crazy waste of time ideas that they had in their head. And the answer, we all know the answer. That you could feel, there's I give a lot of credit, there's a girl who told me this in ninth grade. I don't wanna say her name, but I still remember very clearly. A girl in ninth grade told me a lesson I'll never forget. She said, if you could sit with somebody in silence, quiet, you know you just made a great friend. That line to me was godless. I still hang on to that for all these years, since Parsha Zachar of 95. I hang on to that lesson. Because if you could spend silence with a person, it means you don't need to prove yourself. You're not trying to avoid any awkwardness. You're not trying to show them who you are. You're not trying to force anything. You can just hang out, be yourself. Chavrusas are like that also. Sometimes chavrusas, you're trying to show you understood, and everybody's trying to outdo each other, and we're human, and chavrusas become competitive. But once in a while, in my whole life, I had dozens of chavrusas. I could count on two fingers how many good ones I have. Just on two fingers, I could count. And though, because those two chavrusas gave me an experience where I just, no pressure, I got to learn in a very pleasant environment with them. They opened me up, they made me feel good about myself, and I never wanted to let those two guys go. It was so pleasant, it was so enjoyable. And so when B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, they tell us this unbelievable lesson, that they're willing to compromise and to sacrifice the dream. The dream was the promised land. Everybody was going, and this was after, post Chet HaMeraglim. Everybody got over Chet HaMeraglim. Now imagine the whole, it was Fifth Avenue, and every guy was the Daglanit. If you're not holding, you should have been to a better high school. But every guy was doing Daglanut, or whatever, that's a verb, it's a noun, I don't know, I forgot. But every guy was marching down in the Midbar, like Fifth Avenue, Daglanut. Each guy was waving. And then a whole 2.5 shvatim, they stand up, pause the parade. We're not going to the promised land. Whoa. What happened just now? And Moshe starts to panic. He panics. Guys, we did this already. We had this issue already. We're not doing this again. We were stuck here for 40 years because we did this already. We're not starting this up again. And B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, Sfas Emes, Chassidus HaTaych, they said, Moshe, we have a choice. We could go to the promised land, and I'm sure it's amazing. And we're all, you know, all Daglanut. We're the most Zionistic. Nobody's as Zionistic as we are. We'll put down everybody else who thinks they're Zionistic. You know, some yeshivas, they put flags in the Beit Medrash. They hang long banners of flags in the front of the yeshiva. Those are not Zionistic yeshivas. You know, we're the Zionists. We're the real Zionists. You have to say, just tell them like it is. Put them down. Put them in their place. Show them who's real. And then B'nai Gad, that was a reference, forgive me for alluding to. And B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, Chati Shev and Menashe, they said, okay, we're on Fifth Avenue. Mama signed up, Nefesh B'Nefesh. All the kids got passports. We put them in all the good schools. You know, they're already getting drafted to the army. One kid is drafting, the other kid is sitting in front of buses in Yerushalayim. We got them all set up. They're real Israelis now. And then pause. We're going to give up on the dream. Give up on the whole dream. For what? Mikne Rav Hayel Levnei Reuven Levnei Gad. Otzim Ma'or. They found a person. They found an experience and he wasn't going to last. But they couldn't bear to leave him. The kinyanim they had, to reminisce, the nostalgia that they created in Averly Arden. They're going to tell the kids, the grandkids, they're going to create a whole legacy from what they became in these lands, in these places. Mikne Rav, they had this great kinyanim, they accomplished a shtaik, like Zev Yehuda said. They grew a tremendous amount in these places. And when you grow in these places, how could you leave? How could you leave a place like that? I see all the time, guys come back to the yeshiva, guys come back to the Maseret, and then you see like a spark, a glow. They come back, they're going to... Presumably these guys had a good time in yeshiva and they walk back in and then there's this glow, this spark that comes back to them because their lives are great, they're having a great time wherever they are, but they come back to the place a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, you have a guy, 7 years, all kinds of guys, and he spent however long it was, and you go back, until today, I walk into Yeshiva Kota, when I walk through the doors, it's for me magical. It's just a magical experience. Walk through the halls of Yeshiva Kota. I did it a couple of years ago. I went to my dorm room. I think it's exactly the same mattress I slept on 25 years ago. I think. I have reasons to believe. I have chashashes. And it was magical by me. Magical. You walk in there, the spark gets lit up. This was the place I shtaiked. This place was my Rebbe. This place, the people I grew. I don't know if you saw me, but on Friday night, I bumped into a couple old friends. But one like very cool guy, like slick back hair, very cool Gishmak guy. And I saw him. I gave him a big hug. We steiged in high school. We steiged together. We really steiged. I discovered the other night that the cook, Donnie, I think we hung out in high school. We had overlapping chevras. We steiged together. I was so excited to learn that. And when you meet people that you steiged with, and depending on, obviously Mayor in the back, you know, a couple of guys know my secret a little bit. It's hard for me to keep my mouth shut. But I steiged the most in my life when I learned by Mayor. It's MS, he knows. I learned by Mayor for a while, and I steiged tremendous. So when I see Mayor, it's like, back. Fatechi Roch Yaakov. My spirit comes back to me. I'm alive. And when I see these people, and these environments, these places, you don't want to leave. My wife knows, as much as I spoke about that I'm homesick, my wife knows when I come home, I have withdrawal. I have major withdrawal. So I come here, and I just strike. I strike over here. Just, that said everything. I don't know what's going to happen for the next few weeks. I know it's going to be magical. But for me, in a way, the whole summer was just summed up with what just happened down there. That was Torah and Tefillah and Gemilas Chasodim, and that was everything. That was unbelievable. I steiged tremendously to watch you, to be with them, to enjoy, to steig. Unbelievable. The Beis Medrash, outside the Beis Medrash. One thing I take issue with what Zev Yoilish said, that Zev Yoilish was machalik between Beis Medrash and out Beis Medrash. Forgive me, but we could debate later. I don't see a difference. I'm not familiar with what the difference is. This whole place is a Malkum-based medrash. How do you leave? Where are you going to go? Maybe Walgreens. Maybe you get to Walgreens, you left. But this whole place is a base medrash. We're in a place that's kulo steiging. Everywhere you go, you steig. And I want to encourage you, I'm kind of prefacing now, because we're getting close. We're going to do, just like we did a few minutes ago, the first annual, for Mr. Shem, a long time event. So now we're going to also step into a new first annual event. And I look forward to sitting with Jeremy. I don't know Jeremy. We spoke, we met, we had conversations, but I don't know him. I don't know him. I'm looking forward to now to say he'll become a Rebbe. Become a Rebbe, we're going to learn from him, we're going to listen to him, we're going to grow from him, we're going to ask him questions, we're going to interact with him. And I'm looking, and we should always be looking, wherever we go for Rebbeim. When you're in the cabin, the Kobe cabin over there, when you're in that bunk over there, I would encourage you, look around. Who's my Rebbeim in Midos? Who's my Rebbeim in Sneas? That Sneas in a boy's bunk is Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodesh Kedoshim. I remember we had, when Alec was here, Alec asked me one time, he asked me a question, we had a conversation. He asked me one time, do you think it's like awkward because I go with a t-shirt, like when I go to the shower, I'm always like dressed. I'm not gonna go without a t-shirt. And like the guys will think I'm like, oh, Fafrunk or something like that. I said, what are you, crazy? It's the beautiful, most beautiful thing. You teach guys to be tznias around each other, to wear clothes in a cabin with just boys. It's a beautiful, beautiful lesson. Klai Yisrael is a tznias people. Tznias means you always try to be tznuim. There's beautiful stories. Tznias is not for women. Tznias is for Jews. Tznias is for people. You can learn tznias from a cat. Tznias is for all creatures. Tznias is a beautiful thing. Who's my Rebbe in the bunk? Who's my Rebbe in the dining room? I have Rebbeim in yeshiva had to stand online. Rav Arnold is one of my Rebbeim. Rav Arnold, I always get upset. Rav Arnold, when he's standing online, I get upset because he's a kohen. How do you stand in front of line, in front of Arnold, my Shanach Molson? But when Arnold comes, he stands online for lunch, it always bothers me. He's a Kohen. How do you let him wait? It always bothers me. But Arnold's my Rebbe. He stands in line. He doesn't want to impose on anybody. Tznias, humble. You ever been for how to stand in line? You ever been how to be tznias in the bed, in the bunk? You ever been how to interact with Yachad? I tonight was kind of, not just tonight, but also tonight. I was kind of, Zev Yoilish is my Rebbe on a lot of things, but tonight is my Rebbe in like Geschmack. He's my Rebbe in Geschmack, how to make Geschmack. So Rebbe usually means like I'm going to learn from him. I'm so far from my Rebbe, and I can't get there. But to learn what it means to make a matzah, Moshe, Where's Bax? Moshe, what he was doing on the mic tonight. Again, 3 weeks, different conversation. Not for tonight. But what he was doing on the mic, Geschmack, unbelievable. The guys who played hard. You know, you don't go easy on Yachad. Geschmack. Geschmack. That's a good Rebbe. You know, don't treat them any differently. You go hard, you knock them out, give them a good shoulder. You know, show them who's boss. You win the game. We're here to win. Geschmack. Ladder Rebbein. So life is about finding Rebbein. And when they go to Reuven, when you find the Rebbe, when you find the Rebbein, don't leave your Rebbein so easily. We have a lot of circumstantial friends in this world. Circumstantial means that there's a lot of, it's not a nice word, but I'm just saying it to get a message across. There's a lot of extras in our lives. It's not a nice word. I'm just using it for simplicity. There's a lot of extras in our lives. But there's a lot of main characters. Notice the main characters. Find, always add to the main characters in your life. I feel like every talk we have always ends up with Aladdin. Find the Aladdin, the main characters. That's always what we're looking for. And when you find those main characters, I'm telling you, Meir Jacoby, I ran after him twice. I chased him twice. One time I chased him to come, I tried to convince him to try to be a Rebbe Mavasera. You know, he's a Rebbe of mine, why can't he be a Rebbe of yours too? I chased him one time. Then I chased him again to try to come to Kobe in Guilford. I chased him twice. And then I dived into Hashem, I need to be close to my Rebbe. So Hashem gave me a bracha. He took really the best makam in the house. I'm very jealous of his makam. But I get to be, I shtagged by him once, and I'm shtagging by him again. This is an amazing experience. And you dive in and Hashem surrounds you with people that you could shtag. So Mirt Hashem, you know, I'll stop here because I don't want Jeremy to feel like he's intruding. But when Jeremy comes, I'm looking forward to that he should be at least. I don't know too much about him on a personal level, but I know one thing: that on a business level, on a management level, on a people skills level, and a lot of levels I'm not even aware of. I know he's a major Rebbe. And I'm looking forward to learning a lot from him. And I'm very excited. The first town hall that Kobe ever hosted, that's such a cool word. I always wanted to use that word. First town hall that Kobe ever hosted. So when Jeremy comes, he's going to speak a little bit. And I'm giving you a prompt. I would like if you had the attitude, if you try to take the attitude, this is a person who I could really shtike from. I have a friend, I'll say one last thing. I have a friend I'm extremely upset about. We're in a big fight, he doesn't know. Very upset. And he told me he's looking for a job opportunities, job growth. So I have another friend who is a great Rebbe in this tchum. He could open up doors, he could teach you a lot. He's unbelievable. So I tried to make a shidduch. So I asked the Rebbe friend, why don't you take this guy under your wing? He doesn't have time. Doesn't have any time. He said, you know what? It's the right thing to do. I'll do it. So you agreed? I'll do it. I'll help another guy. And then the other guy who had the opportunity, he didn't pull the trigger. We're in a big fight. He doesn't know. But I'm very upset at him. Why am I upset? Because Hashem gave you an opportunity to get a Rebbe. You have a chance to get somebody who's going to help you steig. Why would you turn that down? Why would you avoid that opportunity? It's everywhere in life. Everywhere you go in life, you have opportunities to find these people. And when you find these people, you have to remember this pasuk: "Umikne rav, yet kinyanim from them." Kinyanim means your portfolio changed. You have assets now that you didn't have before. Otsum me'od, extremely powerful. Extremely connected, great, great kinyanim. And so if you appreciate and acknowledge and comprehend the value of these kinyanim that you acquire when you're in certain surroundings, certain people, make sure you never leave those surroundings. Make sure you never leave those people. So Jeremy should be here any minute. We'll hang out, we'll talk, make it coffee, and then we'll look at the